This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, and thereby inviting you to take 5 precious minutes out of your life to think about the Word of God, to think about the Lord Jesus Christ, His Son, and the great salvation which is offered to every one of us through the power of His blood upon the basis of our faith in and obedience to Him and to His Word. We've been studying for the past several days some great lessons that we learn from Jesus walking on the water and the failure of Peter to come to Him as he had been bidden by the Lord to come walk on the water to Him. We have studied already some 12 great lessons from this account, and we come now to the 13th. We have seen that Jesus has remonstrated with Peter for coming out into the water, for making a fine beginning, but then failing. And He said to him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? He was a man of little faith because he did not take Jesus at His word. He rather let the difficulties of the situation become so big to him as to simply crowd out the Lord Jesus Christ. And I wonder today how many of us do that very thing. How many of you cannot really see God and cannot see the Son of God because there are so many troubles, so many tribulations in your life, that you go about a very bundle of nerves, filled with anxiety, afraid of the moment and afraid of the future. And yet Jesus would not have it so. Even in the midst of the worst storms of life, even if you face terminal illness, perhaps from cancer, the Lord would have you to know that He will be with you upon the basis of your loving obedience to Him. Now we come to the lesson regarding the fact that the disciples in the ship, not Peter, who had gotten out and walked on the water for a time and then began to sink, but the disciples are all in the ship. And as they see Jesus reach forth and save Peter as he begins to sink in the water, they worshiped Him and expressed to Him the fact that they believed that He was the Son of God. And they that were in the boat worshiped Him, saying, Of a truth, Thou art the Son of God. That is, truly we know that Thou art the Son of God. Now there is evidence given in the Bible that proves to us that Jesus is the Son of God. There is evidence which points us to the fact that there is one God, one Lord Jesus Christ, one Holy Spirit, one hope of life everlasting, one faith, that is the body of doctrine which is the New Testament, one baptism, that is immersion in water unto or to obtain the remission of sins, and one body, that is the church. Truly He is the Son of God, and the Son of God is one Savior, has one faith, and that one faith tells us of one baptism, which brings us into the one church which was purchased by the blood of Christ. My friends, denominations invented by human beings are simply not in harmony with the will of Jesus Christ. They are without divine authority. They exist without divine authority, and all who enter them sin in so doing, and all who remain in them until death will be lost, according to plain and simple Bible teaching. Now as we come to a summary time, to the end of our series of the great lessons on Peter walking on the water and Jesus walking on the water, let us give a summary. We may note that we can see the difficulties of life. Not a single one of us has any trouble in seeing that. But it must be made clear that we must not have greater faith in the difficulties to destroy than we do in Jesus to save us. Further, we learn the lesson, it is great to have a venturesome faith, but also we must recognize that we can succeed only as long as our faith holds out. And he failed when his faith in the difficulties became so great that he could no longer see the Lord. Are you sinking in life little by little? Let me urge you to turn today in faith and obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour.